ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Karmas create situations whereby they suffer in this life and the next. Unfortunately, karmas are very attached to material sense gratification, and they cannot appreciate the miserable condition of material life, rather than each life more in the next. Therefore, the devotees enjoy that one should awaken to spiritual consciousness and utilize all his activities to gain the favor of the Supreme Personality Godhead. The Lord Himself says in the Bhagavad Gita 9:27, Yadha Hoshi, Yadha Ashwasi, Yadha Hoshi, Yadha Ashi Yadha, Yadha Ashwasi Honteya, Akhuri Shastra, Lord Al-Karim. O Son of Kunti, all that you do, all that you eat, all that you offer and give away, as well as all the austerities that you may perform, should be done as an offering unto me. The results of all of one's activities should be utilized not for sense gratification, but for the mission of the Supreme Personality Godhead. The Supreme Lord gives all information about the Bhagavad Gita about the aim of life. At the end of the Bhagavad Gita, he demands surrender unto him. Even the objection of this demand, the one who comes into spiritual knowledge from many Buddhists, eventually surrenders unto the most true of the world. So Gaudiya is now explaining very nicely all the details of how material life is very difficult. And of course, you know, all the things that we call the best parts are what he points out is the actual problem. Because you don't get a problem without an activity, without an endeavor. You don't get a result without an endeavor. So it's the endeavors within the material framework that generate the anxieties that are there. Now, of course, let's say the anxiety in between is, you know, that's life, that's the things, yes, but we have to see is that anxiety is based on, I'm choosing that. And we don't really gain so much from it. So, and we can say, no, but there's this, no, but there's that, but the point is this, why are people looking for alternatives? Right? One is looking for happiness because of the soul, but two, not finding it because of the soul, they're looking for an alternative. That's the thing. People are looking at this. The whole process is because they are living entities. Right? It's not that materialists aren't living entities and, you know, devotees are living entities. Not everybody's living entities. So everyone is functioning on the same purpose of trying to be happy, eternally. Difference being is that the one group recognizes the Supreme Lord, the other group doesn't. That's the first thing. So, the living entities that recognize the Supreme Lord, then they can overcome this ocean of misery. And it's replaced by the devotional practices of spiritual life. And now these elements of practice of spiritual life, this is the real element. And we see, it's personal, it's right, it's a community. And it's all the elements that we're looking through for are there because they're real. We're looking for them here, we don't find them. Why don't we find them? Because the whole thing is the same thing as this. Right? When Vishnu, I was actually getting carried in the big South Indian temple with his sponsor, and they had a wedding. In fact, some temples are booked. Every day there's a wedding. But each one that we call is the same one we call. So different. Same mantras, same rituals, everything the same. So it's not that there's some different method that they use and that's why they're successful and we just haven't found it yet. No, it's the same method. The difference is that they don't connect themselves to the idea that whatever they're doing is separate from the Lord. That's the only difference. The only difference between the material and the spiritual world is in the spiritual world, they see everything in relationship to the Lord, any everything. But here, there's the idea that there are things in connection with the Lord, but there's a whole lot of things that are not. And unfortunately, the things that are not is what we call prayers. This is what we call I am Lord. So then, each of us pointing out here says, therefore, then connect everything back to Him. The easiest way is give the result. So, what are you going to offer? What are you going to offer to give in charity? How do you have something to offer? How do you have something to give in charity? Right? There's been an endeavor made to have it. Right? How do you do it? Right? So that the activity itself, because it will generate a result. And austerity be a control. What do you base your activity on? So you have a result, and the result comes from activity. Activity can show austerity or the proper performance of prescribed duties. So these three aspects, then if you connect to the Lord, then it will connect it. So then whether one can remember all of the details of connecting or application or not, that's not the primary focus. The primary focus is these essential points. Because there's a reason that you do something. There's a basis on which you do something. And it's always consistent. Like if it is inconsistent, what is consistently inconsistent? Right? So the point is that you have something that is your basis, your identity, or your method through which you're going to be successful with this. Right? See that in connection to Krishna. There's going to be the process of endeavoring. See that in connection with Krishna. Right? Endeavoring for Krishna. And the result that you get, whether it's an offering to Krishna, an offering to someone else, see it in the relationship with the Lord. Right? Then it becomes useful. Now, if you can remember finer details, great, you start with the principle. The principle can always be applied. That's the glory of it. It's always available. It's what makes everything work, right? Because the whole world is based on principles of qualities you want to attain. Success, or fame, or position, or security. Anything, if we follow whatever is our interest back far enough, it will come back to a quality, right? And either a single quality or a particular combination. And with that combination, that will also have a quality describing how you put it together. So anything is done for that. That's what it means when the material world, it is based off of, and it's generated from Brahman. Just as in a field, you put seeds, and then you get the variety of plants that come forth. But those plants are only the field. They're only made of the soil. But at the same time, they're separate. So it's the material world, everything that you see is based on Krishna's qualities. It's actually Brahmanas. It's the effulgence of Krishna's qualities. So the material world is simply that. So anything that you're doing, anything you're interested in, is based on these qualities of Krishna's performances. Right? So there's no question that there's no connection. It's all connected. It's a matter of whether we see it or not. Right? Illusion means you don't see. Right? Clarity means you do. That's the real. That's the real element of truth and transparency. Truth means it's about Krishna. Transparency means you can see from where you are through what you're doing after Krishna. That's the real position. So, therefore, Krishna is saying, start with this. Then there's the element of that surrender. But that surrender means is that we're willing to whatever energy that we have, we use it in service. Right? The energy that Krishna has, what does he do with it? Is he sharing it? Right? In other words, his internal potency is sharing. So then, whatever energy we have, we should share that. That would be equal. That then you have a relationship. Not that I sit here and I make my demands of Krishna. How is that a relationship? That's not really a relationship. I did this, why didn't I get it? Then that means we didn't do it as a relationship. You know, at least in a personal relationship. You did it as a business deal. Right? So Krishna's saying, give that up. You may start with that because that's what we're used to doing. That's what we've been doing since time immemorial. It's all about, I do this, what do I get back? But Krishna's saying, just do it because it pleases him. Because that's why he's doing things, is to please us. The problem is, we're not so easily pleased. Right? We're not a possum coach like that. So, this is saying, when many verses practice this, then is able to surrender. So it's not just something, oh, I'll wait for later, because later, according to this verse, may be many verses. Because it says, Bahu, it doesn't say, after practicing spiritual knowledge for a couple of verses, or a few verses, it says, Bahu, many. Because you don't know how many, how much is many? It doesn't have, it's not like you can say, a couple is two, a few is, you know, three, four, five, you know, up to like six or something like that. You know, the other means is, it can change a lot. If you ask, it all depends on the quality of the focus. We focus nicely, it goes quickly. So, it's not later, it's now. We have to be absorbed now. And that absorption that Krishna is the key here is that see your position connected to Krishna, how you feel, in other words, how you identify yourself and your method, you know, and therefore what you do, then the doing of what you do, and the results gained from what you do. See those things, three things that connect to Krishna, and then you're not in the material world. Because, as we mentioned in the beginning, the material world means that place where people see Krishna's energy as mine. And the spiritual world is that place where people see Krishna's energy as belonging to Krishna. And for his happiness. Okay, I see it for, well, and what if I see, yes, it's Krishna's energy for me to enjoy. No, it's Krishna's energy for him to enjoy. Right. And then he's saying, and we should also put ourselves in the bargain. Krishna's energy and myself for Krishna's energy. So that's what we're trying to do. Anyone not caught by this force of enjoyment, because this force of enjoyment is being stated so starkly, so that we start to see that we're really, this is not what we're looking for. Because if we need any before, oh no, I'm not doing that, that's not my purpose. Right, it's true, it's not my purpose. Everyone's reason for being involved in the course of the training enjoyment is actually to be happy on the transcendental platform. But if you don't know how to do that, it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. You don't have the understanding. You don't have the right attitude, it doesn't happen. So therefore, even the materialist is thinking, I will be happy eternally. Why does he think like that? That he was tempted. Because as the soul, it's the soul that's thinking that I would be happy further. So the soul's perception, if it's about the material world, then the difficulty comes is that they get materialistic. Right? It's all about the material. So they forget about Krishna. Wow, those of you in the spiritual world, it's all about Krishna. So it's the same as ever. But the difference is the consciousness has changed. Right? Not the position. It does. Basically, everybody's a householder. You know anyone who's lost. Okay, the Rasa Muni comes through, and maybe have a nice pastime, and Radharani gets blessed with the benediction of whatever she cooks, and whoever eats that will, be blessed with, health and long life and everything. So like that, and occasionally they pass through. But everybody's a householder. So therefore, the problem's not a householder. The problem's not engaging the senses. The problem is that it's not connected to Krishna in reality. It is created connected because that's how it works. But people don't see it that way. Right? They don't see that. So that's why they're here. So when we don't see it, the process in connection with Krishna, we're here. When we see the process in connection with Krishna, we're not here, we're there. It's that simple. It's not about where the body is, it's where the consciousness is. The spiritual world is where the consciousness is, not where the body is. Krishna makes that very clear. When he performs his leelas here on earth, it's the spiritual world, no less than in the spiritual side. Because it is the spiritual side. Because it's his energy, he can manifest whatever he wants anywhere. Right? Krishna, you can take his hand. Can you put it on his head? Yes. Can you put it on his toes? Yes. So why can't he, whatever he wants, in his energy, manifest it wherever he likes? So that's the position. So it's about the consciousness, not about the location. You change the consciousness, you change the location. So that's the principles here. Any questions on this? Yes. That's the prerequisite for that understanding in a very real way.
Okay.
So that Maharaj's question is about how to perform, or what is necessary to perform pure devotional service so Krishna recognizes and reveals himself. So the element is not about so much convincing him. He's already convinced. We're his leading entities. He wants to have a relationship. But the point is you can only deal in a relationship based on how someone will respond. And for those who are not going to respond properly or who are going to respond sporadically here and there, then Krishna's internal potency keeps them at a distance. Because otherwise there'll be a disappointment. Because the living entity makes that step and Krishna's thinking, oh yes, now we can have a relationship, and then we break it off because we got what we wanted. So then, therefore, Maya then regulates that so that we, that's why we're here. Right? So even physically, one remains here, even though one's consciousness may be fixed there, it's just to make sure. And then once one's mind is fixed there, one is there, even though the body's here. So you just don't really worry about it. So the element of pure devotion means that it's about pleasing Krishna rather than ourselves. Arogya means we take what we're interested in and project that onto Krishna consciousness. In other words, pure devotional service and pure devotional service are the same thing. It's not like a different thing. It's not like there's the devotional driving the car and there's the non-devotional driving the car, right? These levels of the devotee drives the car, you know, the carburetor, the pistons, the wheels, anything works differently, right? You know, but when the car is driving, then it works, you know, right out of it, you know, what we see in cars. Right? No, it's the same. So, there's only one devotional service. It's pure devotional service. We practice pure devotional service. So what devotional service we are performing is pure. The problem is we don't, everything that we do is not always pure devotional service. That's what we can miss. Right? So I just have the example of milk and poison. Is the milk something different? Milk's milk. Now you add poison to it, it's still milk with poison. So, mixed devotional service means pure devotional service mixed with mundanity. It's not that there's a different grade of devotional service. Like, if we have this tendency to think that there's this grade, and then what the interesting part is that the grades are actually based on us. I make the pure devotional service. You know, I was focused, you know, I made the endeavor, you know, I was not thinking of other things, so therefore it was pure devotional service. But pure devotional service is independent, we can take part in it. When the train's going by, you can get on it or get off it. It's not that, no, you made the train. You know, I got on the train, now it's happening, I got off the train, or that's from yesterday. The train's still the train, and that's what it does. So, devotional service is pure. But we are practicing pure devotional service. Therefore, that practice means sometimes it's manifest nicely as pure, and sometimes we're not doing pure devotional service, or sometimes we do both at the same time. We do materialistic elements, and therefore it's called arogya. We project our material view onto devotional service, and therefore we think that's how devotional service is, but actually devotional service is what it is. Right? Because if God is what he is, so that means that his devotional service, his internal potency is what it is. It's not what we make it out to be. There's no anthropomorphic element. Right? So, therefore, if we perform pure devotional service, or perform devotional service under the direction of the current Brahma, that touches Krishna's attention. All it is it's not the mechanics that we're using that catches his attention, it's the attitude. That's why even somebody may be very expert at the technique. They may be frustrated. I did this, I'm chatting around, I'm doing it so perfectly. Why is it, you know, everything working out? Because that's technique. It's not attitude. So the point is that someone with the right attitude performs the technique. But someone with the technique doesn't necessarily have the right attitude. So there's always the necessity to see what's primary and what's secondary. Because we know the goodness, we tend to switch them always. That's the nature of it. We always make the external as the primary and the internal as, oh, that's all theory and all that. No, the theory is the primary. And then the secondary is the ability to manifest it. Right? If there's not the concept of creation, and it's not the concept of enjoyment by engaging the senses and the sense objects that's in the primary creation. What's the meaning of Brahma's secondary creation? What's the meaning of having all this if there's not a potency to enjoy it, you know, and itself has a purpose that it performs to give that enjoyment? So, Brahma is secondary, and what we got is primary. Right, so the Lord is primary. And then the external and secondary. So, in this is that when the attitude is we're trying our best to serve the acharyas, that's what catches Krishna's attention, because there's something to reciprocate with. Right? Because for Krishna, it's not the medium you use that's important, it's the attitude. Now, according to the medium, you officially reciprocate through that medium. But Mother DeSoto expresses her pure love through the medium of her intercession. That's the activity for that. Is to reciprocate through that same thing. The Talmud boys use friendship. He reciprocates through that. The Vokis use the Talmud. He reciprocates through that. But it's not that position of friends, not that God meets friends, or God meets wives, he's completely himself. He's interested in the interaction, that is, that the affection that is expressed through the interaction. Right? Does that make sense? Yes, so that's how he attracts his attention. So it's not that he's sitting there and going, yes, no, he's not feminine. That's the feminine view. You sit there, you have to please him. You're only doing stuff at night, but they want to see, you know, this and that. So it's the same basic principle. But it's not, he's just immediately attracted to if the world is real. So that's the point, is when, that's why the Bhagavatam always talks about consistency. That's the most important thing. So that's why it's not, I chanted 64 rounds in the monthly, and then for the next 3 months I don't chant any rounds, you know, and then the next festival comes, and yeah, I don't know, you know. Nice, you know, it's a start. But the real thing is it's what you do consistently. That's why you put in 16 rounds, it's consistent. Then when you have opportunity, you chant more, that's great. Or in puja, you have a standard. We offer, you know, okay, two, you know, one sabji and, you know, four puris and breakfast. Now, if you have facility or it's a special day, you add more time. But you don't get less than that. There's always a standard. You know what I'm saying? So, that's the whole point, is that there's a standard and what's fair. You know, there's an RT. So, six times a day, there's kirtan going on. There's always going on. But you can do kirtan 24/7. It's not a problem. But there should be minimum that much. Minimum once a year that you all go on a swing. You know, minimum once a year you have, you know, maybe these 2 times a year you have an obligation. All these things are minimum. So that there's a basic consistent standard from which you can build on. You know, so Mother DeSoto is consistent that she will take care of Krishna physically, emotionally, his clothes, his, you know, his arrangements, his food, his bath. Now there may be on top of that special things happening. It's his birthday, she has something special. You know, she found out some new unique way of design, she makes some different ornaments or something. So she comes up with these things. So that's on top of the basis, that's the meaning of Sai Bala. And the whole process of Bala, of the ecstasy, is about the element of consistency. That's why Sai Baba is the fixed position. Then within Sai Baba, there's what inspires your Krishna consciousness. It's things connected to Krishna and Krishna himself. That's the interactive element. Now from that, there's going to be responses. There's going to be the emotional response, you know, which is unabhava. There's going to be the physical response of the subject of bhava, and there's going to be the subtleties of the emotional responses as the subject of bhava. Right, so you're going to have, in other words, you have the fixed position, right, the relationship, you have based on that relationship the interaction that inspires and everything, and then the activity itself, right, and then the responses physically, emotionally, and, you know, the subtle nuances. Right? So it's based on what's fixed. That's not that one day Mother DeSoto is, you know, doing what she does and then she figures out what happened to us. Well, we're really having some fun, so I'm going out with the boys today, and, you know, like that, you know. I mean, hey, I can do that, you know. I can steal lunch, you know. Like that. And so it doesn't happen. It's stable. The kind of always have the same mood. The dog is the same mood. Like that. So that's the thing that then makes one qualify. So that's why then we consider someone a pure devotee when it's consistent. Nishtha is considered the beginning of pure devotion because one's fixed. right? That is what has a taste that's better, what has a texture that's more ecstatic to ecstasy is more. But it actually then is considered actual devotional service, not practice anymore when it comes to prana. This prana is now eternally going to be stable. Right? And then you build from there. Does that work? Okay. Something else? Yes. Right.
Well, the second class is, I've heard you say several times, this kind of statement that doesn't matter where you are, consciousness is what's important.
Yes.
So, what is it about your consciousness and how
consciousness is?
In the body line,
very true.
Well, so, first of all, I'm just going to ask for those. We place time for the last of us, it's certainly involving it in the manifest.
When you manifest after, so he said in the opening introduction of Rasadhar, said Krishna looked at the moon and sees it a lot. This is a perfect time for a Rasadhar. When it manifests, so consciousness is first, the desire is first. Does that make sense?
And I can see in all the sections of the Bhagavatam, there are sections where, for example, the descriptions of the beauty of the atmosphere where Bhagavan Gaudi was doing his meditation.
Yeah.
It was like Buddha's work.
Yeah.
So the atmosphere seems to be connected to the consciousness. So we have a Bhagavatam in the middle of a coffee company.
Yeah, but the point is that in Brinda Saroga, there's a lot of animals and insects that are not on the level of meditation that he is. So it's not purely the environment, it's the intent of what you want to do with the environment. That's why then you have the refinement in Sambandha. Sambandha in what means a relationship, means a field of action, but it means the mood. So, you have the field, you have the knowledge of the field, but then there's the mood in which you apply it. Right? So, Sankarsana is there, but then there's Krishna, and we see that we start with that when Krishna Brahma opens the introduction of the Gita. He starts with the spirit, with the mood, with Krishna. Because if that's right, then that's connected with all. Field, you can get unlimited things from it. But until you have an attitude, then it's what you're going to get from it. Right, so let's say you have grudge, okay? Now, if all of those are seeing grudge and they're living a wonderful place to interact with Krishna, right? The demon, the only serpent, takes a great opportunity to kill Krishna. So, even though they're both in the same location, the counterpoint in the spiritual world, the only thing is actually in the material world. He's physically situated in the spiritual world, but actually he's in the material world. It's the material world of his consciousness. And so, in a sense, just like in the universe, here, the great saintly person, his consciousness is on Krishna. He's not actually here. Physically, he's here. But actually, he's situated in the spiritual world. He's the result of him being as a spiritual. He's under the control of yoga maya. So, where you are, according to which, whether you're controlled by yoga maya or maha maya. So it's not actually the location. You can be in the best location and be miserable. You can be in another great place and be happy. So it's about the mentality. The point is, as you're saying, they go together. Yeah, no, they do. Yeah, they do go together, but what we're saying is what's primary, what's secondary. That's the whole thing. It's when you see many things that are connected, you have to know to operate at what's primary. Right? And then you can apply.
Well, so this is a question. The next question that comes naturally from what you said is then, If I had a money was in the package dump, he would say, I gotta get out of here and go to a place that's more than a little business, you know
what I mean? Yes, but the is that it's still paying for the inheritance. Growth is only a manifestation of the soul. But Krishna has a desire to interact with the gopis in a, You have to do that in a situation. It's not the situation that generates it. The situation is in support of what you want to do. Does that make sense?
Well, it says, but it's like almost like the chicken first, the chicken or the egg.
Yeah, yeah. Which is Krishna and his energy, they're not different. It's the same principle. There's a chicken made in any time. It's just like you're sitting in the living room and you're hungry. What do you do? You go to the kitchen. Right? You're in the kitchen. You want some entertainment. You go out in the living room. And so the environment is designed for supporting the mentality you have. Like that. Not as a reverse, the center can always produce. But it's not actually the point. It's that it's just like this. If I take someone and put them into an ideal situation, they're helping to generate within them that inspiration that they actually do it. Right? Because then you can be a host of water, you can't make them drink. Right? So horses and water go together. It's still just that what is it? It's the mentality that's the element. So just like, let's say, you put someone in a perfect environment, you would hope that then that would come. Yes, but not necessarily. You take the city smith and put them out in the countryside where you should get into nature and be taking deep breaths and thinking this is so peaceful that he goes, wow, this is boring, it starts to look on the internet for something to do. So that's the whole thing, is that in this way, being the secondary position, it's there to support. So as you're saying, that secondary position can take that primary position temporarily only to inspire. But it's you have to yourself have that conscious or motivation to actually do something with it. Is that the sense?
The motivation comes first, the environment comes first.
Yes. It may be that the environment is there, but unless you have the conscious, you won't notice it. It's just like, let us say, you walk in, using the example, we're going to this some situation, and it has so many elements to it, someone looks at it and goes, wow, you can connect this, and you can do some, you can make money off of this. And others are just going in, going, wow, this is pleasant. You understand? So, what is the field? Is there anything you come from it? You have the Jamuna, right? The bank of the Jamuna. What do you get from there? How the boys break with the player on the road because there's no adult supervision, it's open. You can run around, you can climb trees, you can jump in the water, right? But the country is facing lots of this, right? Is that, one of the strategies is, okay, nice place for a Krishna to have a picnic. Tokyo is a great place to come and find Krishna doing something he's really good. So the situation has everything in it. It's just the basis. Then according to your particular nature, you will be inspired. But the point is that there's already the underlying basis of nature. That therefore that situation may bring it up, but you already have it. It's not that the situation generates it. Let's say you have a fabulous kitchen. Someone who's a cook would be inspired, and someone who's not a cook would go, well, nice, and then go to the next one. Okay, so they're connected. And that's why then the dynamic, in other words, the situation is the static element of it. And the attitude is the dynamic. So when you combine the two, then you get action.
I bring this point up because we're here in Mayapur. Why aren't we in Tokyo? You don't want to matter.
I wish that we had a
I mean, where the environment matters, we come out of the environment. So the thing is, it seems that there's a relationship.
Yes. That's why everyone's sitting under the trees, chanting the japa, looking at the yoga, My question is this. No, the point is it does have effect, but the point is unless it's just like I bring a materialist here, what does he do?
Right? He's not going to sit down and chant Hare Krishna.
Well, I think if you put one in here, there might be a better chance to sit down and chant Hare
Krishna. Maybe, but still he has to take it. So if you catch the place, you still have to do it. See, otherwise what happens is then if you can say it's all dependent upon the intent. I am what I am because of everybody else. No, I am what I am because what I do is what I am. So that's why you're saying it's a player. You situate your social environment does have effect, but you have to have something that has effect to you. Just like this. I think of this as sort of a businessman. And let's say I put him in, you know, a Harvard, you know, MBA course. Okay, now he'll catch so many things in that and go out and do his business. I think someone who doesn't have a business bone in his body put it in the same course when he finishes, he still can't do business. And the other person, even the after course, can still do business. Okay. Something else? Yes. Oh,
right. Emotional service, the full emotional service is something we cannot be taught. Is that the present
tense? Yes, it's already existing. Means we can be involved in it. Just like water is there, is water wet? Yeah, okay. Now you can't stick your finger there if you don't sit that way. The water is wet whether you put your finger there or not. You know, so you know, but you don't want to disturb any particular background identities with this example, but it's not a matter of if the tree falls, if you're not there, it doesn't make sound. So it does. It makes sound whether you're there here or not. So in other words, the world already exists and it already functions. We can take part in it. So God's creation is already going on. We're given the opportunity to take part in it. But because there is that sense of identity, and without identity, how do you have a relationship? So the idea of identity, possession, all these things are actually the primary element in activity. But it must be based on reality through connection to Krishna. So, therefore, the sense that I am doing this and all that, it's fine, we're among that. As long as it functions properly in the relationship. You know what I'm saying? It's just like you have a group of people and say, they put together some music and say, wow, wasn't that great? I did this and that. They all say, yeah, it was great. And then, you know, sing that. I got inspired. I did this and that. And so then they're all talking about what they did, but they haven't listened to the group because each one respects what each one had. And if one says, no, it's all me. Without me, you guys are all useless. Then it doesn't work out. And so, in other words, it has its position, but you can't overdo it. You know, it's just like that cook in the pot, so that's pot, it's fancy pot, okay? And because of this fancy pot, I can go up as a fancy thing, so then I take it out to the dinner table, and then everybody wants to eat, and I'm putting it on the pot. You know, what's in the pot? No, what's in the pot doesn't matter, so it's the pot. Without the pot, I wouldn't be able to make this and stuff. Says, okay, if you think something was in the pot, no, there's no way for us to appreciate this pot. There ought to be something in there. You know, listen to me. You ought to appreciate the pot. Why should you eat from the pot? What do you want to think? That's it. You can get up, walk away, you can pick up the pot, put it over there. Or put it over there after pouring the contents of the pot over his head so you understand which is primary. And then you can. You know, so therefore the sense of I is important for having a relationship, but if that sense of I is separate from Krishna, then it's useless. It's a waste. If it's a connection with Krishna, then it has. You know what I'm saying? If you know that, there's no place in the world, all that is quick is as a pot. It adds to the flavor. So that's the whole thing, is these things add. But it has to be in the right context. The context has to be Krishna. Then it works. If Krishna is not the context, then it's a waste of time. Even though technically it's the same, but it's a waste of time. But if the guy has money, he invests it, makes him more money. The guy has money and he gambles it, it's a waste of time. No, the economic principle is the same. Somebody says, or you could say, he cooks, he offers a Krishna, he eats, he gets eternal benefit. He cooks, he doesn't offer a Krishna, he eats, he gets temporary benefit. And he gets basically, 4-hour benefit. Or the other, you get eternal benefit. So, if we're talking about an investment, you have, you can either from this investment get, say dollars, or you can get, we'll give you a tenth of a penny. Do you consider that good? You understand? So that's what we're talking about. You have limited natural position of the devotional service, or just another moment in the material world that's temporary and that will just become just like every other one, and this is dissatisfying as the last. You know, it doesn't matter how big the meal was in the material platform, you're going to get hungry again. When you're sitting there, stranded on a little island, you can't think of all the great things you ate and maintain yourself.
I have a question about this point of Nisha, when actually one is practicing for devotional service. There's a reference in the 11th of 20th chapter of Krishna's instructing Guru, the 27th and 28th verse, where there's a Christian commentary from Krishna's Bhagavad Gita, describes how even when there's still the true contamination of true desires from our past social activities, there's scope for the devotional service. And I guess it comes down to the attitude. There's a healthy limitation that these desires are here, and he insulates himself from those desires and just goes on, following the directions of Guru and Sadhu and Shastra. So, was that Nisha? Just because it's all the contaminations from the soul. Usually, a lot of times, we think of Nisha, but they're not there anymore.
No, it can be. It's the beginning of Madhya.
That's it?
It's the beginning of Madhya. We can look at something as prominent. Probably gives the proportion 75%. So when you can say, I'm not going to read me as accomplished the 75%, then you get lift up. Right?
So then an attitude can remain stable.
Yes.
In spite of the contamination.
Yes, that's the point. It's that you're stable in your service, even though sometimes the consciousness is good, sometimes it's not, but your ability to maintain yourself in the vocal service. And the standard is able to be formed.
That's it. In other words, it's keeping that attitude intact in spite of the contamination.
Yes. But you don't have taste yet. He's consistent. So consistently has faith is called Shraddha. A consistent right to, have the association with devotees is called Sadhusanga. They surrender to the process and the greatest follower is called Ajna Kriya. The only one the heart is purified, then it becomes this Ajna Kriya. Right? Then by following that, then the heart is purified, then you get a taste. Then basically most all whatever's left go away. You know, you don't feel you're something until you get to basically, until you cross border wrong, then you're going to have some fragments left. So, completely gone means you could say, technically it means prema, but you could say that you're basically there at up or not. When you're qualified to be in the pastimes, interacting with Radha and Krishna, because you really want to be there, there's nothing else you want to do. So, there's a lot more happening here. So, what's happening, if someone has a taste of Krishna consciousness, or at least if someone takes up the process because they get a taste, they're like the Hanuman, they're like the Kirtan, they're the devotees, something they like. And then by that association, they get faith. Right? So, that preliminary of associating with devotees, serving devotees, then there's a taste there. But where does that taste come from? That taste is coming from Baba. So Baba extends down the process. But the point is it's only a small amount. Therefore, you're only getting Shraddha, or only getting, you know, a sadhu sangha out of that. When it comes to a full amount, then it creates ecstasy, so it's called Baba. But that in its natural form of producing that kind of taste or ecstasy, it itself personally extends as far as Guruji. Because then you see it's the devotional thing that's giving you. So you have a direct connection, though it's not full. It only becomes full at the liberated kingdom, and then you are stepping to cross solid. But it's still the same principle, though, that we see in, I think it's the 8th verse of Uttaradhara Nita. Prabhupada Swami Bhaktisiddhanta says what he talked about, that the elements of Bhava, Varana Dasa, Shravana Dasa, Varana Dasa, and Smarana Dasa, those extend all the way down. That's why we hear about I'm serving a Krishna. That gives us that faith. So we start to identify with that, just with me being a devotee. That's Varana Dasa. Then we start to absorb ourselves in good figure of Krishna, that's Varana Dasa. So those come to fullness when you come to this 20th literally at this stage of Bhava. Otherwise, before that, then there, you know, it's an increment. But if it has the face like Bhava at Kamuji, it's still not, you know, full. You get the idea. Okay, now you can relate to that. And that. So, the whole thing is it's layered. It's all, it's like a, what do you call it? The foliation, you know, that you have layers. And so then they unfold. So that fully blooms, that is prema. You know, then prema at that bottom is the bottom. But that bottom is slowly all those. So you have faith, you have this, you have that, and all together. In fullness, then becomes the bottom. Then when that bottom opens, then it's prema.
So really, these changes in the level of faith correspond to the pleasure that Krishna's getting from devotion.
Yes, of course.
And then that's the reciprocation.
Yes.
As the purity increases, then the taste increases, as the pleasure increases, we know that because we experience the bliss.
Yes. It's not as fun as how you remain in the spiritual consciousness always, not being able to work, Krishna consciousness doesn't remain effective in this. So how do we practice to take our Krishna consciousness to remain? It's just basically just the understanding is that when you're studying, you're doing it in class to everyone sees the principles of why are you working? It's because you want to get facility for Krishna consciousness. You know, it's not that I'm generating this as Krishna's economic system, it's use of Krishna. I'm only interested in this, I do my work properly, people appreciate that. But then the endeavor to use in Krishna's service, the results gained from that endeavor given to Krishna. So then one can do that. If we can get detail also at work to connect to Krishna, you know, these are all Krishna's living entities, and due to illusion, therefore they like to hang out at the water cooler rather than do the duties, you know, these kind of things, so you can expand on it. But otherwise, the principles in place, it will work. and then details you can apply, then that just adds more and more to an already solid foundation.
It's the easier. As I've seen a part of the problem key, seen a part of the body key, seen a part of the body key, seen a part of the body key, and I've always been in the I'm going to go to the next slide.